Well, shit, I'd been our newspaper. News of the day would not second deal. Arab, Turkish, American, European, UN meeting in Amman with Lebanese participation on Syria. Erdogan hints at annexing Aleppo and Damascus if world war redraws maps. On Safa and Balbaki discuss army resistance coordination for ceasefire and Resolution 1701, the political editor wrote. Today, a regional and international meeting is taking place in Amman, Jordan, to discuss the Syrian situation. Participants include the foreign ministers of the United States, Turkey, Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Iraq, the UAE, and Lebanon, alongside the EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and the UN Special Envoy to Syria. Initiated by Iraq and the US and hosted by Jordan, the meeting aims to advance the implementation of UN Resolution 2254, which focuses on forming a unified government in Syria. Observers are closely watching the outcomes of this meeting as it faces practical challenges due to the dominance of two key forces within Syria's evolving landscape. The first is Turkey, whose influence is bolstered by the control of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham over significant Syrian territories. Opposing Turkey is the US, which supports and protects the Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, controlling northeastern Syria. The central question is whether there's a viable path to reunifying Syria under the framework of Resolution 2254, or whether Washington and Ankara will opt to coordinate efforts to avoid clashes between the new Damascus government and the SDF. Alternatively, both powers might seek to secure lasting interests in Syria's new governance structure. The Kurds, for instance, are pursuing a federal model akin to Iraq's Kurdistan region, aiming to return military autonomy, control over oil resources, and a significant role in the central government. Turkish President Recep Erdogan has expressed confidence in achieving Turkey's strategic objectives, including resolving the Syrian refugee crisis, establishing a friendly government in Syria, and confronting the Kurdish armed groups, which he views as a primary threat alongside ISIS. Erdogan's remarks also touched on broader geopolitical stakes, warning of the potential of a third world war that could lead to redrawn borders. In such a scenario, Erdogan speculated cities like Aleppo, Hama, and Damascus could be regarded as extensions of the Turkish territories, comparable to Gaziantep, Urfa, and Hatay. In Lebanon, a meeting was held by Army Commander General Joseph Aoun, Hezbollah's liaison officer Wafiq Safa, and Amal's movement head of preparation and guidance, Ahmed Balbaki, to coordinate efforts for implementing the ceasefire and UN Resolution 1701. According to informed sources, the meeting emphasized the importance of continued collaboration to ensure the agreement's success. The discussions covered all issues related to southern Lebanon and the area south of the Litani River. Sources described the atmosphere as calm, highlighting a shared commitment to addressing security matters and issues related to arms with a unified national spirit. The meeting also showcased the harmonious relations between the military and resistance leaderships, underscoring a joint determination to resolve any field-level differences with a high sense of national responsibility.